From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Another Northwest Airlines flight from Amsterdam to Detroit was disrupted by a Nigerian passenger on Sunday. This time, though, the incident was a false alarm, as Michigan Radio's Tracy Samilton reports.
On Christmas Day, a Nigerian passenger on Flight 253 from Amsterdam attempted to detonate explosives as the plane began landing in Detroit. Passengers and the flight crew were able to extinguish the flames and restrain the passenger. He remains in federal custody. Airlines across the world have instituted new travel restrictions to try to prevent similar attacks. Just 2 days later, the same Flight 253 arriving in Detroit from Amsterdam called in a request for emergency help. But this time the Nigerian who was taken into custody proved to be a businessman who'd become ill during the flight. Flight crew became worried after he spent a lengthy time in the airplane's bathroom. Federal officials say it was a non-serious incident. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Samilton in Ann Arbor.
Police also have questioned and released two men who were on board a U.S. Airways flight from Orlando to Phoenix Saturday night. They say other passengers had reported what they thought was suspicious behavior by the two men, who are described as being Middle Eastern. Police say nothing dangerous was found. The men were allowed to continue on to California. Iranian officials have confirmed five dead in protests Sunday after denying opposition website accounts of widespread protests and a violent crackdown in the capital and demonstrations across the country. Opposition websites are reporting nine people have been killed. NPR's Deborah Amos reports from Istanbul.
The chief of police in the Iranian capital said he was investigating the death of protesters after telling reporters earlier in the day that his officers were not carrying weapons. Opposition websites report that the dead include in Tehran the nephew of a prominent opposition figure, and in Tabriz, the brother of a former interior minister. Cell phone videos recorded a day of defiance across the country. Iranian analysts outside the country say the protest on Ashura, a significant religious holiday, shows the opposition movement has become bolder, as the government shows it has no strategy for quelling a movement that now believes, after this show of support, that it can unseat the government. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Istanbul.
In Vietnam, a former army officer turned democracy activist has been sentenced to 5.5 years in prison after being convicted of subversion. The man was accused of working to overthrow the state. Four others are due to stand trial in the coming weeks. A hijacked Chinese cargo ship and its crew of 25 sailors have been rescued 2 months after they were seized by pirates off the coast of Somalia. A statement from the Chinese Foreign Ministry makes no mention of a reported ransom payment, but Reuters quotes one of the pirates as saying a helicopter dropped a $4 million payment onto the ship's deck. This is NPR News. Pope Benedict has made his first appearance outside the Vatican since he was knocked down by a woman at St. Peter's Basilica during Christmas Eve Mass. Benedict received an enthusiastic greeting when he visited a soup kitchen in Rome where he shared a meal with the homeless. The visit was marked by increased security because of Thursday's incident. Cowboys on horseback and in helicopters are planning to round up 2,500 wild horses in Nevada Monday. The massive and controversial roundup is part of the government's effort to control overgrazing on public land. NPR's Howard Berkus has details.
Wild horse advocates failed to block the roundup in federal court, so the Interior Department says it will proceed as planned. The 2,500 wild horses are in the Calico Mountains in northwestern Nevada. Interior officials say there are more of them than government rangeland can support. 32,000 wild horses are already in federal corrals and pastures. A federal program designed to get those horses adopted has failed to keep up with what officials say is a serious overpopulation problem. There is also strenuous opposition to killing the horses for food or other uses. 10,000 wild horses are targeted for roundups. That's about a quarter of those roaming on public lands. The horses descend from Spanish Mustangs that mix with the herds of American Indians, pioneers, and ranchers. Howard Berkus, NPR News.
Dozens of whales appear to be safely out to sea after stranding themselves on a beach in New Zealand over the weekend. Volunteers, including tourists and conservation workers, kept the whales wet throughout the day on Sunday and helped refloat more than 40 of them at high tide. About 125, though, could not be saved. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.